with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden says he doesn't need to undergo any more testing. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Responding to questions about his mental sharpness, the president said he took three significant and intense neurological exams conducted by a neurologist, most recently in February. And he's open to more testing if it's recommended.
I am not opposed if my doctors tell me I should have another neurological exam. I'll do it.
Mr. Biden also said that he's tested every single day as he tackles the challenges of the presidency. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says Democrats are worried about the president's public perception after his debate with former President Donald Trump.
It's interesting to watch the Democrats right now expressing disdain over Joe Biden's performance at the debate. Let's be clear, first of all, the reason so many people are recognizing that Joe Biden did so poorly is because President Trump did so well in the debate.
Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says President Biden's weak support for Ukraine was a huge factor in Russia deciding to invade.
Joe Biden tempted Vladimir Putin to go for the jugular in the first place with the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan or early appeasement of Russia in his tenure. And as President Trump said in the debate a couple weeks ago, that's in contrast to his policy.
Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan says defense spending has taken a beating under Joe Biden's administration.
The Biden administration's defense budget every year cuts defense spending. And right now, under the Biden administration's defense budget, we're shrinking the Army, shrinking the Navy.
European allies in NATO stepping up their military spending meanwhile. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sound of church bells, a bit automated background noise for most people, but before modern communications, bell ringing transmitted important information. Now, a small school of bell ringers in northeastern Spain working to recover an entire language of tolling. Automation has largely replaced bell ringers in many churches throughout most of Western Europe. This is SRN News. Consumer Product Safety Commission announcing a recall. Here's John Scott with that story.
Due to a shock hazard, nearly 1 million power adapters sold with sound machines marketed to help infants and young children sleep are being recalled. The plastic surrounding the AC power adapter that was supplied with some of Hatch's Rest first-generation sound machines can come off when removing the product from an outlet, leaving its prongs exposed. Hatch notes that the issue only is with the adapter accompanying the impacted sleeping machines, not the device itself. Hatch is offering a free replacement adapter to customers. John Scott reporting.
Quite a day on Wall Street yesterday. Dow Industrials gained 247 points of the day, finishing the session and the week just over the 40,000 mark. That's happened once before. S&P up 30 points. The NASDAQ climbed 115. More details at srnnews.com.